We're now joined by Fayette coach Mike Thompson. And coach, your Falcons had a good season, but the season comes to an end tonight at the hands of Carrollton. They fall 29-8.
We got off to a rocky start a little bit this year, and there's going to be some growing pains. We knew that going in, and really started playing a lot better football the last half of the season. Now, granted, we played some better competition early, but still, I really like the way we're playing. I like the way our defense was playing, and our offense was coming together. And tonight, we just did not play to the level that we've been playing, to the level we expected to play. A lot of self-inflicted wounds. You don't turn the ball over as many times as we turn it overnight and have success in any football game. So it's not the way you want to end your season. You know, whether that's we talk to the guys and we go, if you lose, you want to lose playing your best football, and we don't feel like we did that tonight.
Talk about some of the seniors that play their last game of football here tonight.
We've got a few of those guys. Don't have a lot of seniors, but the guys that were starting tonight, we only had three seniors starting, and Quest and he's started on both sides of the ball for us all year, guard and an inside linebacker, and has just gotten better every week. Really turned into it. Early in the season, we weren't sure he was going to be the man in the middle on defense, and he just has kept getting better and better and really played well this year for us and been a great leader for us on the offensive line. And, he's a guy we're really going to miss. And then Dawson Wiswall, who... Yeah, just what a great player, both sides. He moved three different positions on defense this year before week one, and then just stepped in and played great at inside linebacker for us in general. And then he's also our leading rusher on the season, and just so coachable and just does everything you want him to do on the field, off the field. Just a great guy to coach. And then Cale Polson, of course, played wide receiver for us. He's our leading wide receiver, defensive back. Another great kid that does everything you want him to do. And, just guys that have been great leaders for us. And I told the guys, the only thing worse than being in the position that they are right now is being in the position for Jack Kendall, who started quarterback for us all year long. And in week eight, broke a collarbone in week eight, wasn't able to play. And, he's the one guy who gets to finish his season standing on the sideline. Not even in pads, and that's just really tough to do. He wanted to be out there so bad, and he had high hopes of getting back out next week possibly, and we weren't able to get done what we needed to do. But, we're going to miss those guys. They've been great leaders, and they've been great for me coming in as a first year here. They've really helped my transition a lot, and I certainly appreciate everything they've done for us.
Well, obviously, you've got a lot of good young talent, and that's going to lead to a bright future for Fayette. And talk about the experience of going on the road against a good playoff team, and some of these kids are freshmen and sophomores playing on the road tonight, and that's got to be good help for them to have experience next year going to the district playoffs.
Well, we hope so. Yeah, we do have a lot of young guys that played tonight. We started two guys on offense that were freshmen at quarterback and running back, and we also started on the defensive side. We had another kid that came in and played a ton. At the defensive end spot, and he started a few games for us this year as a freshman, and we got several sophomores that are playing as well. So we do have a lot of young guys, and I think tonight we've kind of played a little bit like young guys at times, and maybe we were a little nervous in the moment, kind of new for us, but for whatever the reason, we certainly did not play the way we wanted to. But these guys getting this opportunity, being freshmen and sophomores and even our juniors, to get an opportunity to play football against on the road in a playoff setting is going to make us a better football team next year. Now, we got guys that are hurting. This is not something that they wanted to keep playing. They like everyone else, but I really liked where our team was at going into this game, and it didn't come out the way we wanted to. So we got a lot of guys that are hurting really bad, and I think hopefully they will take that into the off season and continue to improve in the off season and be a better football team next year.